This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 77 for Thursday, September 26th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting small gains Thursday morning, with chart-based positioning a feature of the choppy trade. Canola 70 cents to $2 higher, November up $1.90 at $613.20 per ton. Overnight advances in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support, but soy oil backed away as the North American day session got underway, and canola also moved off its session highs. That November contract had traded just under resistance at $620 per ton before the buying interest subsided and prices dipped back closer to unchanged. Ag Canada released updated supply-demand estimates yesterday, raising their call for canola ending stocks to 2.5 million tons. That's from an earlier estimate of 2.2 million, but would still be below last year's carryout of about 3.1 million tons. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, while the grains are trading closer to unchanged. Chinese stimulus measures announced earlier in the week remained supportive, heightening expectations for increased demand for commodities from the country. Soybeans, underpinned by solid weekly export demand this morning, November up 6 cents at $10.60 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at just under 1.6 million tons. That topped trade guesses. Meanwhile, palm oil hit its highest levels in 5 years amid uncertainty over production in India. That was supportive for vegetable oil markets in general. Dryness in Brazil, slowing seeding operations there, and wetness delaying the harvest in the U.S. was also supportive. Corn, it is holding on to small gains now, although up only a penny in the December contract at $4.16 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 500,000 tons were below trade guesses, but the USDA did announce additional private export business of 115,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Traders are keeping a close eye on Hurricane Helene bearing down on Florida. Wheat, it is moving slightly higher now, up 4 cents in the Minneapolis December contract at $6.21 per bushel. Kansas City, 6 cents higher in December at $5.87 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 2 cents in December at $5.92 per bushel. Declining production estimates out of Russia were supportive. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales did come in below expectations, though, at about 160,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 26th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.